submarines covered so many different roles. Because it was an asset you could put to a position that so you couldn't be seen, you could do anything you wanted when you got there.
And I would imagine if you're under the sea for quite some time at a stretch, there's nothing to spend it on. It just accumulates, does it, the money?
Well, in those days, we didn't have nuclear submarines, or very few nuclear submarines are just coming in. And the diesel submarines quite often used to go to sea for a day, 2 days at a time. Then you'd have a long trip. You might be out for 2 or 3 weeks, or maybe if you're going further afield, come back in about 2 months' time. But they didn't go on great long journeys that submarines do nowadays.
And what would be a typical day? I mean, I don't know what your job was in the crew. What's a typical day for you, Ian, on the submarines?
On the submarine, your role changes from moment to moment because of the nature of it. You have to know everything about the submarine and everybody's job. In harbour, I would have several different hats. I'd be looking after the food, looking after the accommodation on board the submarine, the outside casing of the submarine, general housekeeping, ordering stores, when the stores arrive, getting them on board, making sure everything fits in the right place. At sea, change completely. I'd be on the sonar department listening all the time. When you're not on watch, you'd be doing other things, like cleaning up and preparing the submarine, making sure it's tidy, clean, before you go back on watch again. And occasionally in between, you get a chance to sleep.
I was intrigued by the phrase, everybody knows how to do everybody else's job, you said. Is that,
yes.
That's a requirement, is it?
When you join submarines, you do basic Part 2 qualification, which teaches you about the workings of a submarine from a classroom. When you go on board a submarine, you do the Part 3, when you have to learn that submarine from one end to the other. And after a period, normally about 3 months, you are tested by the senior people on board. If they think you are safe, you are then qualified to be a fully qualified submariner, and that's when you earn your dolphins.
Were you ever nervous on your submarine on every of your tours of duty?
All the time.
Really? I thought you were going to glibly say, no, I was fine. What made you scared?
Well, every submarine I was on hit the bottom at least once.
I'm told that if I were to ask you certain questions, there are certain things you still can't tell me because of the Official Secrets Act. Is that
correct?
Fair? What sort of areas are you prohibited from discussing?
When it comes into submarine operations, we're not allowed to say where our submarines actually went, right, and what they actually did when they got there. It is classified up to very high levels, and there's a lot of people in very high places who have no idea what our submarines did.
Why now, so much later, is it still relevant that that information be kept secret?
Because what we did in the past, or what people did in the past, is still in use today. The systems haven't failed. The systems are still there. And the intelligence that was gathered is still useful.